Safeguarding the past, enriching the future, that's the theme under which the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, recently launched the Intangible Cultural Heritage ICH project. In the face of rapid globalization, modernization, and declining traditional practices, St. Vincent and the Grenadines is said to be at risk of losing critical elements of its cultural identity. So what exactly comprises our intangible cultural heritage? Secretary General of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines National Commission for UNESCO, Janelle Henry Rose, explains.
Intangible cultural heritage deals with everything that entails oral tradition, the expression including our language, the performing arts, our social practices such as rituals and all our festivals, the craftsmanship that is like boat making and all of that, knowledge that concerns the nature and the universe, all of that. So that part of our culture that we cannot touch, right? But that is passed on from generation to generation.
Henry Rose says the government's new Intangible Cultural Heritage ICH initiative represents a timely and necessary effort to preserve endangered traditions, skills, and oral histories. She says the ICH will encourage national pride and intergenerational knowledge transfer while strengthening community involvement and ownership of cultural heritage.
Before it is totally lost, we have to all do our part. There is the ICH or the 2003 convention. This one deals with safeguarding our intangible cultural heritage. It's an international convention, a UNESCO convention. And St. Vincent has stood up to the challenge. So of course, we are doing our part. But beyond that, just signing on and doing nothing means nothing. It is a responsibility of everybody to use this to ensure that our future generation knows what our foreparents used to do, or to understand why we have our carnival festivals. Why is the boom drum used? Why do we speak like that? Why do we have French names in our country, but we do not speak French? Why do we have Spanish names and English names? Why is the cake dance important? What is the significance? Culture, we know, is a vehicle for development. And that is what we want to do under this project.
The UNESCO Secretary General says a series of activities will be hosted in communities throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines as part of the project. She is encouraging the public to get involved.
The project itself is to sensitize, to map where we have a stronghold of the culture in the communities, and to properly document and share, ensuring that we safeguard the culture. We have selected some activities. We looked at the cake dance already. The stronghold is Union Island. We'll be focusing on boat making coming up on October 10th. We're also looking at our indigenous herbs and our food. That's on October 17th. We'll go to the Windward site for that. The boat making will be down in Bekwe. Boom drum, we're going to focus in the Kingston area. That's on October the 31st. The quadrille dance and moonlight games, that's on November the 7th, and also in the Kingston area. In the North Leeward area, we're going to look at traditional characters such as Pitchy-Patchy and also the drums. And the art of calabash making in South Leeward on the 21st of November.
Secretary General of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines National Commission for UNESCO, Janelle Henry Rose. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.